Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air. We're glad you're with us. Bob Getty, along with Kelly Center and Dima Mixon. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Beautiful afternoon. I look out the window, not a cloud in the sky. It's a beautiful day if you're a Southern Miss football fan, too. Golden Eagles are 5-2. Kelly Center, let me repeat what I just said. The Golden Eagles are 5-2.
It is really amazing what we are seeing. We'll break it down as the show goes on, but it's really something.
Well, it really is, and I don't think that anyone who is observing what's taking place could be anything but happy. I mean, I don't think there's any question that at this point of the year, Charles Huff has really turned this ship completely around. I do realize it's a new era of football, and you can do that easier now. But still, a lot of people bring in complete new teams and don't go 5-2. They've actually won more games now, I think I'm right about this, than they've won in the past 2 years.
I think it's interesting that you said turn this ship around, because had you said another word that sounded like that, that would have also been accurate.
That got turned around too.
It sure did. And Dima talked last week that now, as it stands, the Eagles are playing for bowl eligibility, and we still got about half the season left. Amazing.
Well, it's really hard to believe. I think one thing really jumped out at me to both of you guys, start with you, Dima, Saturday night, was I think Braylon Braxton has just become all around the best quarterback I've seen in the Sun Belt. And when you have a quarterback that can throw passes like he did Saturday night, can run the football, leads the team, then you have a chance to win. And I'll make this one little – this may seem like a silly observation, but I pointed this out to my wife. This was an example to me of his leadership. Late in the game, one of the offensive linemen gets his helmet knocked off. Before he can go get the helmet, Braylon Braxton has sprinted across the field, picked up the man's helmet, brought it back, and handed it to the offensive lineman. I think that's leadership.
Yes, for sure. I mean, you can't start talking about this team unless you start first by talking about Braylon Braxton and his ability. But I don't think that was the reason they won Saturday. I think you have to point it to the defense. The defense played outstanding on Saturday. We talked all season so far about wanting to see consistency on both sides of the ball. And that's something that Charles Huff has said, that I want to see consistency in the first half, the same consistency that I see in the first half that I see in the second half. And I think they played just like they did against Georgia Southern in that first half, the whole game against Louisiana. Every time Louisiana started to garnish any momentum, Southern Miss's defense would make a play to kind of just take away any momentum. You can point to the goal line fumble that Louisiana had. They had it inside the two, Southern Miss forced a fumble there. Amir Foster's interception right before halftime that gave Southern Miss just a free 3 points. The defense just played outstanding. The offense, you know, struggled to move the ball. I thought that Louisiana's defense played very well. You know, outside of a 98-yard touchdown pass to Micah Davis, which was the longest play in Southern Miss longest passing touchdown in Southern Miss football history. The offense was just struggling to garnish really any momentum. It was just kind of like a weird game. The first half was very weird. But yeah, Braylon Braxton, you know, to have him in that situation, you always trust him, and he delivered, of course, the 98-yard touchdown. But I think you have to start talking about that game, looking at the defense and what they've done. Number one, still in the country in interceptions now. So
Well, I don't disagree. I don't disagree, but I go back to the point of when you've got somebody play quarterback like Braylon Braxton, you can control the football game, and that's what I saw him do Saturday.
Defense is creating turnovers, and then offense, to your point about Braylon Braxton, this is a guy that can throw those lasers in there at like 100 miles an hour. But the 98-yard touchdown pass was a deft, soft touch.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
So his ability to know what kind of pass he needs to throw in order to make that, and it could not have been thrown any better.
It was the death nail, too. Louisiana never recovered from that. They never – that sapped them of any hope they had, I think. It was unbelievable.
And the fact that the Eagles are using three running backs,
yeah,
they're healthy, they're all productive, that's that, – and playing against a team that was really decimated along the line, this is just so far more than I ever expected, particularly this time of year. And this is the best football Southern Miss has played in 20 years.
Seven different receivers catch passes Saturday night. And what can you say about Jeffrey Pittman? He's just turned into a workhorse. And then Matt Jones, well, I think his best night, the Ole Miss transfer, it just seems too good to be true.
You almost have to pinch yourself a little bit, huh? But and on a side note, what is it with our shorts now that we're wearing? Have all of our football pants gone?
I just wish somebody could do something about that.
I don't know. I'll tell you, if I had legs like Jeffrey Pittman, I think I'd probably be wearing shorts.
I think
shorts
at one too. Point it got a little too much when basically his underwear was hanging out of his football pants. But,
hey, if you play like that all the time, knock yourself out.
That seems to be a new thing in college football. Yeah. And I had a friend of mine text me a few weeks ago and said, when did they start wearing biker shorts in college football? I don't know.
Like I said, 5-2, what else can we do? What else do you want to wear?
I think you have to look back, too. So today's October 20th, so a year ago today was when the announcement came for Will Hall to be fired. And think about how much this program has changed in 1 year. It's astonishing. It's literally astonishing. And the team right now is positioned – to win the Sun Belt, East-West.
And you're sitting here saying, well, but with the transfer portal, anybody can do that. Anybody can, but they don't. And look at some of the other teams in the Sun Belt that have had huge turnover. Arkansas State had a huge turnover last year, and they thought with Jalen Rayner, and I got to tell you, Jalen Rayner, in my opinion, has not gotten any better.
No.
In the time, he has not developed like I think a lot of people thought he would. Braylon Braxton's so much better than Jalen Rayner. But Arkansas State had a huge turnover. Butch Jones has a rich football history and resume. Mm-hmm. They're not turning it around
right at
Arkansas State. If anything, they're getting worse. So it truly is amazing what we're seeing.
It's astonishing. And you have to give the credit totally to Charles Huff. I mean, that's the credit starts, and he deserves all the credit. He deserves all of the praise he'll get throughout the rest of the season. And I think it's like something to it is like when you think about where the team was, even at the start of the season, we thought that hypothetically, you know, if they could get out of that non-conference slate, 2-2 at worst, or 1-3, I guess, would be at worst, but 2-2 would be kind of like what you would want, which they did. And then we thought that once you get into Sun Belt play, you'll really see how, you know, this team can compete. Through three games in the Sun Belt, I mean, out of those games, you know, they've really dominated most of them. I mean, Georgia Southern, of course, came back. App State never really thought App State was going to win that game. Southern Miss really controlled the narrative in that game. I think you could say the same thing about Louisiana. The defense was playing so well that you never trusted Louisiana to sustain drives against that defense. So through three games in the Sun Belt, I mean, they've clearly shown that they're the better team on the field so far. And when you look at the schedule coming up, Louisiana Monroe this week, they're 14-point home favorites, which is just unbelievable to think about. You go to the road on Arkansas State next week, their offense is a mess. I don't know what they're going to be able to do against this defense. So when you start like piecing the teams against this Southern Miss football team, you have to think they're among the favorites to win the league.
Three out of the last five are going to be at the Rock.
Right.
Three out of the last five. And one of them, the way things are shaping up now with Troy and Southern Miss, salute both programs because both of them were supposed to be dregs. Both of them were supposed to be scraping the bottom of the barrel in the standings, and here they are at the top. That it could very well, the West could very well come down to that final game of the regular season, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, when the Eagles go to Troy.
No, it's here.
It is here. Okay. Yeah. All right. So that big game is here as well.
On senior day.
Yeah.
How long have you been following Southern Miss football, Kelly?
Since 19, oh gosh, late 70s.
So that same little cloud does stay in the back of your head that's in the back of mine, right?
to the top moment.
You got to feel that it's different, though.
I hope you're right.
I think it is. I really do. I think it is. I just think the way that Huff has prepared this team mentally, and I think the biggest thing for me is, like, I saw the response, right? We saw what they did at Louisiana Tech. They have not looked like that team again.
No, they haven't.
I mean, nothing even like it.
Time will tell, and I hope he's right.
And you got a homecoming crowd this weekend. The weather's supposed to be nice. You hope that there's a really nice turnout for homecoming to see. You know, Monroe has always been this team. I remember, a couple of years ago, I think it was during the Jay Hobson era, the Eagles went 6-6 only because they lost to Louisiana Monroe in Hattiesburg. And neither team, I think, got a bowl bid that year. Southern Miss nor Louisiana Monroe got a bowl bid because of that game. So they've got the Warhawks got a little comeuppance this weekend. Let's hope.
It's going to be fun to watch, that's for sure.
Indeed.
All right, we're going to talk to Lee Roberts next. He's normally with us on Tuesday, going to join us today. As we do that, I want to thank Dickie's Barbecue for their sponsorship of the Eagle Hour. It's a great place to take your family for a good meal, and it would be the best place to call today to cater your Saturday tailgate. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Eagle Tire West sponsors the second segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and those good folks down there invite you to see them for premium Goodyear products, full service auto and truck service. It's all at Eagle Tire West. It's next to Smith Motor Company. Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg is family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. They provide Goodyear tires, full service, and they're big Southern Miss supporters. As are our dear friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg. They are, in fact, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs can be seen from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. We appreciate everything they do. I sure appreciate my friend Lee Roberts, who joins us every week. Normally on Tuesday, I ask him to step in today, and he graciously did so. And Lee, we're sitting here kind of pinching ourselves a little bit. You know, the Golden Eagles 5-2, outstanding quarterback play again Saturday night, good defensive play. It's really hard to believe where we were this time last year compared to as we sit here today. And I've been waiting all weekend. I'm anxious to hear your thoughts about what you're seeing, Lee.
Well, one thing's for sure. I know Jeremy McClain, you know, he brought Charles Huff into Hattiesburg to win. And he knew he had the opportunity to, you know, they're kind of there, flip the script, and that's what they've done, man. I tell you, it's he's Coach Huff is he's a business guy. When game time comes, he's all business. I tell you, but once the game gets going, he enjoys the atmosphere. He enjoys the celebration part, and we've had a lot to celebrate. Obviously, it's not over. You know, we've picked up win number 5. We're sitting really good at 3-0 in the conference. An opportunity now for a homecoming game on Saturday against ULM. So a lot can happen this weekend, but I'm really excited about what we've been able to do. I still don't think that we've put our best game together. I just really don't. I think we've played really good at times. I'm talking about really good at times on defense, and especially when, you know, their backs were against the wall. We throw an interception, put the defense right on the field, and, you know, Louisiana not able to come away with points. And then on the flip side, I feel like the offense at times looks as sharp as they can be. But no, I think we have an opportunity, and I'm really excited about what this team can do, though.
Lee Roberts, I've heard some people say that the way that this current Eagle team is playing, they could have whooped that Liberty Bowl team that you were on by 10 to 14 points.
Let's not get too carried
away. I have no
away.
Comment, brother. I don't want to make anybody mad right now.
I'm betting on your team, Lee.
But so much has been made about Braylon Braxton, and I've talked about using the three-headed monster in the backfield. But defense creating turnovers, yeah. Man, this team has a knack for creating the turnovers, and I know that's always a goal, Lee, and it's easier said than done. But how is this Southern Miss team able to create turnovers? Everybody wants to do it, but not everybody does.
Well, obviously, I felt like one of the interceptions, and I think I said it during our broadcast, not to take anything away from the interception, but it was just a bad throw. But the other interceptions, man, I feel like we break on the ball extremely well. We're in the position where we need to be, and, that starts at the top with coaching, down to the players being in a film room, knowing exactly what they need to do on game day. But I think the turning point in the game, there's 2 points in the game where I felt like really turned Saturday was, when Louisiana had a chance to go in at the goal line to pick up some momentum, and we stripped the ball from them. I mean, that was a huge opportunity. And then, obviously, the 98-yard touchdown pass we throw is another one. But, yeah, I mean, this is a team that is creating those takeaways. And, man, when you win the turnover margin, a lot of positive things can happen regardless of how well you're playing on the offensive side. But if you get more possessions, then you get those opportunities, and the defense has definitely helped us out.
You mentioned those defensive stands, and one thing that we've heard from Charles Huff before was talking about just the consistency and wanting to see a four-quarter representation, being the same for all four quarters. Georgia Southern, the defense played outstanding that first half. Georgia Southern was able to generate some things in the second half. I thought, Lee, that was the first time we've seen the defense play that dominant for the entire game. And you mentioned it, even when the offense, turned the ball over in their own, own territory, Louisiana was able to drive all the way to the goal line. The defense would just make a play that would just stifle any momentum that Louisiana had.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and on the offensive side, I think we were 2 of 13 on third down. Yeah. So that means we're not staying on the field. So that means the defense is back out there quicker than they should be, and not even really getting the rest that they need. But man, they come to play, and they are fun to watch. And I know I talk about Chris Jones, talk about Mike Montgomery, those guys, how well they move, from the linebacker spot, but the defensive line, they get after the quarterbacks as well. And, it's funny to watch in a game because they do all the little things right, but then you're playing against a quarterback that is slippery, that he can get out and make things happen. But that just means everybody else has to be in their position. So we do. We do a lot of great things well on the defensive end. And when times are tough, they really they bow their backs and play extremely well.
Break down what the quarterback is doing right, and are there any things that you see from him now that you would like to see improve?
I wish he could just throw that deep ball a little better. I mean, just a 98-yard touchdown pass. I mean, come on. No, seriously, he. I think one of his strengths is throwing the deep ball. He is very accurate. He throws it extremely well. I mean, when you got a receiver that gets open and you just lead him to score, I mean, that's what you're supposed to do as a quarterback. But he's got confidence. He's playing with a lot of confidence. I think Blake Anderson has confidence in him as well. And to be able to call that type of a play with on the -2 yard line, that's so impressive. But what Braylon does well, one, I think he's smart. I think he's smart with decisions. I think he's smart with the football. He is able to run when needed. I know he's not running a lot, but I think he moves in the pocket to create opportunities down the field and really to extend plays. And like I said, his accuracy on the deep ball is mm-hmm. is really, really good.
When a team's got this kind of momentum, Lee, how do you guard against a letdown?
We had a letdown in Ruston, and mm-hmm. I think you know, with that being a non-conference game, it necessarily doesn't hurt you per se. So I think that's something that those guys have continued to build on. Mm-hmm. And they don't want that to happen again. They don't want a letdown game like that again. And I think what you're going to see going forward, I mean, there's going to be a game possibly where it's going to come down to the wire, or we may not win because of one thing or the other, but I don't think you're going to see a letdown game like you did at Louisiana Tech. I mean, this is a team that's well coached. Like I said, they're in the film room. They study up. They know the game. It's a smart football team. If we can continue to not make the dumb plays, continue to make the plays we're supposed to, and then if the defense can continue to create takeaways, it's a big upside season for us.
Lee, when you look at the rest of the Sun Belt, and I know Bob's talked a lot about Braylon Braxton, having that type of quarterback for the down the stretch here. Obviously, five games left. Every game's important. Southern Miss has put itself in a position where, you know, they're right there in the Sun Belt West's, you know, race. Having a quarterback like Braylon Braxton who can do the things he can, that to me is just so critical for a team trying to win the West.
No, I agree, and I mean, I think the West is wide open. I mean, you've got us sitting there, I think, with Troy at the top. I mean, you've got other teams that have played well. ULM really started off pretty good. They've slipped. We have them at home this weekend. Obviously, we get an open break before going on the road to Arkansas State. I think this team's got the opportunity, and I think the West is setting up, hopefully, for a Southern Miss Troy matchup late in the year to possibly decide who's going to win that West. But again, a lot of ball to be played between now and then.
I want to salute the line, the offensive line, you guys, because no unit has been as much maligned in the past two or three years as the offensive line. And when you look at some of those first down handoffs that Pittman was, you know, gashing them for 6 or 7 yards, from an offensive standpoint, Lee, when you're sitting there looking at a second and three, it's a huge difference than looking at maybe a third and eight when you got a second and three.
Oh, that makes all the difference in the world when you're calling plays. And two, as an offense, knowing that you've got a second and short or even a third and short. Yeah, so being effective, run the football on first down, I think is just a huge key. Yeah, kudos to the offensive line for what they've been able to do. But, man, Pittman, he is a hard runner, and he earns his money. He does an extremely good job being patient as well, waiting and allowing for those holes to open. And even on plays where maybe the defensive line beats the offensive line, I think Pittman, you know, is able to still pick up positive yards just because how effective he is. But when you have an offensive line that is opening up holes and providing protection for a quarterback, I think you've got a lot of opportunity. And, yes, I'm glad you mentioned those guys because that's where it starts.
Hey, real quick, we're out of time, but if you were playing in today's game, would you be wearing the bicycle shorts that we're beginning to see, or would you have stayed with the traditional football pants?
Well, you know, it's funny. I mentioned to Jeremy in pregame, I said, hey, do we not wear knee pads anymore? And he just kind of chuckled. So, yeah, I think the game pants are getting shorter and shorter every game, every year.
They sort of look like basketball
pants. I'm a traditional guy, man.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. I would have rather seen you in the traditional uniform, Lee. Thanks.
I agree.
All right, my friend. Lee Roberts, everybody. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
DBAT sponsors this segment of the program, DBAT on Hardy Street, where you can go for baseball, softball training for children, adult training, any sport. They can get you better, get you faster, get you stronger. They got a great pro shop, but the holidays just around the corner, so make sure that DBAT is on your list. Also, want to say hello to our friends at Forest Health, and they remind you every day that keeping up with your favorite team is fun. But the most important player is always you. Get an annual physical, exercise, and be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. Really appreciate them joining our family, foresthealth.org. And, of course, there's the podcast. It's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or Alexa or Siri. We'll play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you. Believe it or not, in a day where we're talking about things that are hard to believe, basketball season starts tonight. It's October, and basketball kicks off tonight with a 20-25 exhibition game against Houston Christian at Reed Green Coliseum, the first of two tune-up preseason games, 6 o'clock tonight. And, of course, Dima Mixon will be on the scene.
Well, I hope I will be. I'm still trying to decide. And it's a good news, Kelly, because in 6 months, that's when the national champion for college basketball.
6 months.
6 months in April. That's when that will be all decided.
Basketball season way too long.
6 months.
Let me read something to you guys. I'm going to read you a list of names, and then you tell me what this is. Y'all ready? Alcorn State, Ole Miss, Western Kentucky, South Plains, Central Oklahoma, Long Island, East Tennessee State, East Florida State, Mississippi State, South Plains, Independence, Eastern Florida State, Southwest Mississippi.
Junior colleges?
That's where all the new players are from. That's where they played last year.
Okay, cool.
So there are, let's see, 14 new players on this year's basketball team. And I'm not pointing that out saying that's just Southern Miss. That's college basketball.
Yeah.
But how do you even begin to gauge how good or bad they're going to be?
I don't know, but apparently the Sun Belt can, because the preseason poll came out today, and Southern Miss was ranked 12th out of 14 teams to finish. They're ranked to finish picked to finish 12th in the league. Would you like to take a guess on who was picked first?
Western Kentucky.
No,
James Dam Madison.
There you go.
I was going to say, ring, ring.
Would you like to also guess who was picked first in the women's league?
James Madison.
Oh, what a guess.
Are they really first in both?
First in both.
I would, because ODU's usually pretty strong in basketball.
It's James Madison. What's wrong with you?
Oh, you've dropped the D.
Yes. And no Southern Miss player was picked to finish on the first, second, or third preseason All-Sun Belt team for the men's. And in the women's, there were Jakayla Johnson for the women's team was picked to finish in the preseason All-Sun Belt first team. And then the preseason All-Sun Belt third team was Melanie Thames, I guess is her last
Timms.
Name. Timms, okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Southern Miss, preseason All-Third Belt third team for her. Southern Miss was picked fifth in the league for
women's
basketball.
Would you like to
guess,
Dima, what school has the 2025 Sun Belt Conference preseason player of the year in women's basketball?
JMU.
James Madison.
What about men's basketball?
We better hope that make James Madison happy, right? Remember back in the old days when Southern Miss was in the Metro, you had to keep Louisville happy.
Wait a minute.
Louisville and Memphis.
But what about the men's team? Who's the preseason player of the
That's
year?
Robert Davis Jr. Out of Old Dominion.
Oh, Old Dominion. Well, yeah. Okay. Does James Madison know about that?
They're going to be upset they didn't run the table, right?
Yeah, for real.
All right, so the most optimism from a Southern Miss standpoint, fair or not fair, on the women's side?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you got a coach who's coming in, Missy Bilderbrack, who, you know, with all intents and purposes, knows how to win in this league. She did well at ULM. So it's good to get a coach from the league who knows the league in and out. And she did get some transfers in that I think will help them out a lot. I mean, I don't know what you can really make of the men's team. I mean, he brought in a lot of players. He's really high on his roster. But I don't think Southern Miss is the only team in the whole league who has a whole new roster. It's pretty much everybody.
I think it's everybody.
So I guess you're really not going to know till the Sun Belt starts. I mean, you really don't know. So the preseason team is just kind of preseason polls are just washes to me. I think Southern Miss, you know, the last time they did really well, they were picked last in the preseason poll and they went on to win the league. So
I think the general public is certainly, as evidenced by the season ticket sales purchases, have been impressed with what Missy Bilderbrack has done in the offseason. If they haven't set a team record in women's season ticket sales, it's going to be very close. I know they were on track to maybe break that at some point. So we'll check with the ticket office and see. But people really high on this women's team that they're going to be competitive. Brought some SEC talent over from Auburn, I know, among other people. Mm-hmm. So on the women's side, but on the men's, part of the reason you have these exhibition games is to kind of see what you have.
Yeah, you don't have any idea. This may be a great team.
Why it's difficult to be a college basketball fan in our backyard and in the Sun Belt is because, again, It doesn't matter whether you win 32 or 35 games. If you don't win the Sun Belt tournament, you, even though they're expanding the NCAA tournament by small steps, it's still going to be so difficult for more than one Sun Belt team to get in.
Right.
See, in football, you have bowl games. You know, there's the fun of thinking, okay, and we're going to talk about Southern Miss's bowl prognostications in the final segment. But you don't necessarily have to win a tournament in order to get to go to postseason play.
Right.
You got the bowl games, baseball, you got the regionals, all these sorts of things. But in basketball, you either win the league or you're going home. It's that simple.
So let me ask you both you guys this question. I think the answer is obvious. And look, I don't mind saying it because if he were on the show, he's talked to us about it. Missy Bilderback is new here, so obviously, you know, everybody will give her some time. But this is, yes or no, a make-or-break year for Jay Ladner? Does he have to win this year?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I don't really know what you really expect from the basketball team, because here's the thing with it is, like, every single year he's going to have to replace his roster. So even if they do really good this year, he's going to have to do it all again next year. So it's kind of like an apples and oranges almost. Like, I think what you really want to expect this year, what you want to expect from that team this year is competing in the league, something they haven't done the past last year. I don't know if I'd go as far to say it's a make or break year for Jay Ladner yet.
The reason why I think it is a make or break year is because Jeremy McClain, there were some calls last year, maybe that there were some people that maybe wanted to make a change. And Jeremy McClain, I'm paraphrasing, but I think his words were, the basketball program going forward is going to be led by Jay Ladner. That was it. That was pretty much the end of his statement, which would lead you to believe, you know, he didn't glow about the performance. He didn't say he's here as long as he wants to be here. He simply said that for now, going forward, Jay Ladner will be the head of this basketball program. Now, I have said from day one, I think Coach Ladner got put behind an eight ball early on because of all these promises he was made of the practice facility and all these improvements at Reed Green. And we keep hearing, oh, next month you're going to see ground being. As far as I know, nothing has been done yet as far as breaking ground. And so he was kind of, it's just a very difficult situation that he has been in from day one. And I think that has to be a consideration when, if and when you decide to make a change, that should be part of the equation.
Well, it's not like it used to be when you could look at a guy 4 or 5 years into a program and say, well, how well has he developed this program in his 4 years here? And that's what we're going to judge a renewal on. But now you start over rebuilding every year. So I think you have to ask yourself, who out there can come in and bring in a new roster every year and be more competitive than the situation that exists now? I mean, that there may be an answer to that, but I don't think it's as easy as it might have been 5 or 6 years ago.
And look, full disclosure, Jay Ladner is my friend, but he also understands this is business. But again, when Georgia Southern just had $110 million, you know, athletic improvements, you do have to turn over this roster. What are you selling them on? You can't sell them on facilities, because even if they started today, that stuff's not going to be ready for 2 or 3 years, probably. So it's just a really tough situation, in my opinion, that he's been thrown into.
Yeah, and I will say one thing about Jay Ladner is you're right on the tough situation. You know, he came in, you know, kind of in that 2019-20 season where they're still kind of in sanctions and stuff, and then the 2020 hit and COVID hit, and then he's just been in, like, bad situation after bad situation. But to me, he has proven that he's able to do it. He took a team, you know, who was literally all transfers. Nobody had heard of any of them, and they were picked last in the league, and he won the league. So I think that's something that I think he does have to him, that he proved he could do it. The next season, they were 500, 16-16. You know, they were in position. They won some big games that year, and then last year they took a step back. So I think this year, if they continue to take a step back, conversations will be had. But if they are at least competitive and have a decent season, I think he's fine.
All right, we're working to get Jeremy McClain on the show this week. Actually spoke to the athletic department this morning about that. We think that will happen. And a week from tomorrow, we'll be doing the show from the Pete. It'll be the second game, I believe, the second game of the Fall World Series. And so we've been invited to come be a part of that next Tuesday, and we're going to have Coach Oz and a bunch of ball players on. We're looking forward to that.
And later this week, Carly Macavica, we're hoping to get on the program to talk about Trick or Treat at the Pete, which is scheduled for this coming Thursday.
Okay. Well, when we come back, it's news and notes. As we head to the break, I want to thank MoBay Beignet Company for their sponsorship of the Eagle Hour and remind you that if you've got a home repair, home remodeling, or home construction, everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden, it's available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. Local folks eager to help you. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the show. Fourth segment, 4th Street Bar and Grill. Kelly came up with that. That's why he makes the big bucks.
Yeah, I recommended two trick or treat at the Pete or whatever. Trick or treat with the Eagles or whatever.
Trick or treat with the Eagles. That's what it was that night. We were very impressed with that. 4th Street Bar and Grill, great place to go for lunch, for dinner. Catch the Nick Bix ball game. Go enjoy the trivia. Go enjoy the pool tables. There's just a lot of fun stuff down at 4th Street Bar and Grill. We very much value our friendship with those wonderful guys down there. Demas kind of throwing out there could be a little homecoming surprise Saturday night. So just stay tuned, everybody.
Well, no comment on that.
That surprise does not include a ULM victory.
Well, I hope you're right.
I like that. That sounds
better. News and notes, Dima.
Yeah, so soccer lost to Texas State, so they fall to 2-12 on the season. Kelly, you...
Let me talk about golf.
Wait a minute. Was that soccer?
Yes, that was soccer. The men's golf team doing pretty well, though, at Fallen Oak, the invitational that they are co-hosting with Mississippi State and Ole Miss. Right now, going into the final round, which started this morning, Southern Miss tied for 9th place, but they are beating the likes of Mississippi State, Iowa, Wisconsin, and South Carolina. LSU and Arkansas lead the way today at Fallen Oak, the final round of that men's tournament. Men's golf doing well.
Oh, it is stuck.
It's stuck. And volleyball went to South Alabama in a pivotal matchup
this
week.
That was tough.
How did they do?
They got swept in both games, 3-0 in both sets.
Oh, now really?
Well, I'm kind of sad that they got swept. They're doing well.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Bob has the controls to the little dingers.
Yeah, the little, if that's what you want to call them, little dingers.
I don't want to call them that anymore now that I just thought of that.
What is this? Oh, okay. That would be – that's when Kelly – throws out one of those never-ending terrible jokes.
Well, is Kelnack coming back on? Do we have the music for that?
I think he's gotten lazy. I don't know.
There it is.
Do
you know that this week is National Diarrhea Week? It runs through Friday.
Dima?
What do you think of that?
Dima, your turn.
I don't have anything else. People have already shut off the show.
All right, wait a second. Here's my favorite part. It's coming up.
Is where she cries? There we are.
God, it's good to be back home.
Homecoming this weekend, Dima. We kind of mentioned it on Friday. You guys, a student.
Yeah.
Well, you're not a student anymore, but as students, you really didn't think a whole lot of homecoming.
No, I really didn't. I mean, I think it's more for, I don't know. I've never understood homecoming, to be honest. I really haven't.
Well, it's for alumni like us to go back and, you know, meet some.
I think it was more big back then, back in y'all's day.
So now homecoming is out? That's not a thing anymore?
I mean, it's not, like, in my opinion, I've never seen it as a big thing. Just in my, now, a lot of people might have different opinions than me, but I'm just saying, like, for me, like, I've never, like, oh, this, we can't miss homecoming, it's this week, if that makes
sense.
Well,
when I didn't live here, it really didn't mean anything to me because I came here every time they played.
Right.
So yeah, same.
I came here whether it was homecoming or not.
No, right. I love homecoming because it is a chance. Like, say, people talk about your high school friends.
You also like plays.
High school friends, your high school friends you lose touch with. It's really your college friends that you stay in touch with. Like Marchant and Angela, Kenny, who are Marchant's going to be on the show tomorrow. They're coming up this weekend. You get together.
I think it's big for people who are moved away and they're coming back. But like Bob said, I've grown up here all my life. I've been to almost every Southern Miss football game that I can remember since I was like, couldn't even remember anything. So I've always been in all the games. I went to every game when they were 0-12 and 1-11. So
the fraternities and sororities will have their all night party, not party, but where they're making their floats, you know, for the parade this
weekend.
Thanks
for telling us that, Kelly. I'm sure you'll be there.
No, but I'm just saying, it's a unique time of year. The temperatures have started to cool down. Now, I just think homecoming is great at any school. And maybe later on this week, we can have somebody on from Southern Miss to talk about all the festivities. Maybe when Dima's not here, since he obviously doesn't care about homecoming, of some of the events that are...
That was the first time I've ever heard him take a shot at me.
No, yeah, it's not a shot. You're not going to be here a couple days this week.
Really?
Right?
I don't know.
You're not going to be here Tuesday or Thursday. So we could have somebody on talking about homecoming.
Where's
it going to
be Thursday?
I don't know. It's not my job to babysit him.
Are you going to be gone Thursday?
I'll be in town.
Huh?
He's never on the show Thursday.
He's on the show every Thursday. No, he's not.
No, he's not, is he?
See? That's the other guy.
I didn't know if this was a trick question.
No.
So that sums it up. Dima really doesn't give a crap at it.
That is not true.
And Kelly is so excited.
That's going to get clipped on Twitter.
Kelly's going to wear his salmon outfit tomorrow.
Dima Ghetto is coming to Twitter.
Be careful. X don't like that.
Yeah, you ask for.
My man Elon responded to that pretty harshly.
And National Football League, the Saints yesterday lose at Chicago.
But I noticed while I was gone, Cincinnati won a game. So it shows that anything can happen.
Oh, you got that right.
Anything can happen.
Takes a 41-year-old
quarterback. Talk about a game. Now, there's one tonight, my friends. Detroit and Tampa.
No, you're talking about Southern Miss and Houston Christian in the exhibition basketball game.
That's where you'll be. I'll be watching Detroit and Tampa than likely.
We know where your priorities are.
Yeah, tip off 6 o'clock tonight.
That's why we have you, Dima. You're covering it for us. And media day tomorrow, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Dima's got it all covered. Kelly and I'll just be back and talk. That's what we do. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A SuperTalk Mississippi Media Production.